Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Every show I get an opportunity to do so, I want to expose Nikki Haley. What a dirtbag, in my opinion. Some of y'all really may like her. If you like her, call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243, and explain to me how Nikki Haley, a woman with no genuine resume, when I say genuine resume, her resume is not impressive. For her to somehow beat out Donald Trump or any Republican that has a great reputation, she did not even finish her position when she was working under Trump as a UN ambassador. What else did she do that would lead a person to believe that she could run the country? I mean, what is she doing? You know, these people should be ashamed of themselves. And the problem with politics is so dirty, grimy, and stupid that the good people that can actually run this country ain't running for office. There's a lot of great people in America. There's a lot of smart people. There's a lot of business-minded people. There's people that got great integrity. There's people that love the Lord. I mean, we got a plethora of people. But they ain't finna dare get into the cesspool of politics, because they'll ruin your life. Some girl gonna come out and say you raped her because a political party over here paying her to do it. Mess your whole reputation up. And people gonna believe it because they don't want you to win. I'm telling y'all right now, I get prophesied. If I ever run for president, some girl going to say I raped her, or whatever the new thing is going to be out there. Whatever the movement is, they're going to try to pitch you into something. Donald Trump run for office in a clip from like 13 years ago surfaces where he said they like to grab him by the you-know-what, a recorded personal conversation that he had on a bus with a few men. And in the same recording, Donald Trump, when he got off the bus, he interacted with a young lady, was genuine, respectful, and everything with her. He was a gentleman to her. He didn't say nothing nasty, cringy, try to offer her to do some sexual stuff. He did nothing but be a gentleman to that woman. It's an example of a man having a conversation with other dudes. But this comes up when he runs for president. Not any other time in his life. He was on The Apprentice. I mean, all of these things that Donald Trump did, it never came up. Then he ran for office, and they blew it up to be something it never was. I'm telling y'all. I hope y'all don't even believe that stuff. Somebody going to come out and say, Brandon raped me, and I'm going to be a dog, bro. I'm telling you, I'm not going to be nice to these other people where they go, just don't say anything, and it'll go away. Oh, let it be a woman that I did have sex with. I'm going to put all your business on the street, young lady. Don't come. Don't let them pay you to get your life ruined. Cause I ain't going to be nice and be like, oh, you know, if something happened, I'm going to tell the world what happened. I'm going to tell it exactly what happened. Put your business right out on the street. And if it was this person I don't even know and they come up with this scenario, I'm going to blast you. Cause you know, they're going to pick somebody that wouldn't even be my type. Just like Donald Trump. Oh, girl, I wouldn't touch you with somebody else's package. You ain't nobody. You ugly. I wouldn't even look at you twice. There ain't no way in the world I would. Even if you tried to, I wouldn't. I would say that and just rail people over it and make fun of you and bash you forever. I think any woman that lie on somebody, no, you ain't never did that. You lie on somebody. I hope you go to jail or hell. That's one of the worst things you can do is to lie about somebody raping you. That's the worst thing you can do. One, because you lied. Two, because you could potentially ruin somebody's reputation. Three, is because you muddy the water for other people that have actually been taken advantage of by dirtbag men. Let's move on to the next thing. Play Nikki Haley clip 5.
Thought, oh, did he have a slip? What did that mean? The problem now is he is not the same person he was in 2016. He is unhinged. He is more diminished than he was.
You endorsed him when he ran again. You were a vocal supporter. You were out on the campaign trail.
I'm the first one to say I voted for him twice. I was proud to serve America in his administration. But you can go back and look in my book. I cite multiple times, and he knows it, when I called him out for things that he was doing that were wrong. Since I got out of the administration, I have called him out multiple times, which is why he's upset, because he thinks I'm disloyal. I'm not loyal to anyone. I don't do that. What I do is I call it out. If you're right, you're right. If you're wrong, you're wrong. And I'm going to call it out every time.
Well, Nikki, you ain't in your prime either. I said, right, come on. You want to get with it? You ain't in your prime either. I don't know why these women get to talking about men and they feel like they can talk down about them, and you ain't what you used to be. Don't get in the whole spout of Donald Trump ain't this. He's old. He's this. You know what? I would argue, and I want every woman that's listening, cover your ears real quick, because I don't want you to hear this. Man, I tell you what, women age don't age as good as men do. I'm telling you, you ain't aging like fine wine. You're aging like a carton of milk, like Nick said over here. Not the ones that are listening, because y'all are perfect. I'm talking about some other woman that's on Ozempic right now, and they got a BBL. But don't get in the spout of trying to diminish another man's reputation by saying he's not with it and he's older than he was. Donald Trump has accomplished more than Nikki Haley would ever accomplish. And he did it on his own merit. He didn't do it through manipulating the government system. All of a sudden, you're ambassador of UN. You ain't making no money. And then you become a defense contractor and now y'all rich. It's like, man, that don't make no sense. The same man who you talking about, you endorsed. I love it when Don Lemon said Nikki Haley ain't at her prime. Cause she probably ain't. I bet she don't look the same she did. You know, other things don't, hey, menopause and all that. Hey, all right, let me move on. Somebody gonna be mad at me over this. Let me play the Joy Reid clip 6.
Yeah. You know, Brittany, you're also from Missouri. And it is a strange thing when you have people who actually do want to legislate. I mean, they've been real active in the state of Missouri. They have been legislating a potential death penalty for women who get an abortion. They've been legislating nixing any sort of exceptions for people who are victims of rape and incest. They also have to carry the child of their rapist. You had a legislator there say that, well, if you don't stop abortion, a one-year-old can get an abortion, which is physically and scientifically an impossibility, but he still said it. They're saying things like that. These people don't even know, apparently, anatomy or science. But they like to legislate. They just want to legislate women, not guns. Your thoughts?
That's exactly the
point. I'm just very sad to see that she brought a black girl on there to be stupid with her. What are they even talking about? What's this frantic theology of abortions? Like, why do women want to kill their own kid? It's a spiritual thing that's happening. You are consumed by the devil if you think it makes sense to sacrifice your own kid for your career. I'm going to say this every time I talk about this. It's not like you walk down the street, you slip on a banana peel, and you get pregnant. Then I'd be like, man, maybe. That wasn't your fault. How you going? You slipped on a banana peel. Somebody shouldn't have had a banana peel in the street. That was nowhere near your fault. You had no involvement in that. Lady, if you pregnant, you are screwing somebody. And there's a meeting that had to occur. I doubt that you were on your job and you at your computer and you and a dude get busy and you get pregnant. Lady, you texted somebody. Y'all texted, sexted or something. Y'all met, y'all was swiping left and right on Tinder or something. There is a plan that was put in place for you to get down to the nitty gritty with somebody and get pregnant. There was a conversation about protection at some point in your journey. There was a conversation about birth control in your journey. There was a conversation about, I'm trying to be a good Christian, but y'all ain't been saved your whole life. There was a conversation about pulling out of the driveway or staying parked in the driveway. There was a conversation. You went through all of that. And you get pregnant on the other side of that. And now you want to sacrifice your children for your own personal gain. If somebody's raped, if there's incest involved, I mean, I ain't going to say incest because either you got raped or you didn't. Two people that's related to each other choosing to have relations, y'all, you responsible for that. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, I truly am amazed at this product. And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800, the number 4, relief.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.
Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.work and use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job postings.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center they have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke. And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
You thought I didn't see you now, didn't you? You tried to sneak by me now, didn't you? Now give me what you promised me. Give it here.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm not trying to be graphic. I'm not trying to be weird, but I get so frustrated with this abortion thing. I get so frustrated when people like Joy Reid try to demonize Republicans for saying we need to have a moral standard here. It's really not that hard. Like, you know, and these women come out and say, it's my body, my choice, but then it's my baby daddy responsibility whenever I had a baby to put him on child support. That just don't make any sense to me. Like, why do we have to even argue about this? Life starts at conception. Unobstructed. You and I come out. Somebody didn't obstruct a pregnancy, and that's how all of us are born. 8 billion people. It's not really like it's some weird science that we can't figure out. We don't know when this occurred. We do. We know how the sperm get to the egg, and we know how all of this stuff works. So you tell me. You tell me when life starts. It starts when at conception. And if you are to obstruct through man-made devices a pregnancy after conception, you have just eliminated someone's pregnancy. You have committed murder. It's really that simple. And I don't know how women still to this day support abortions. You're selfish. This is what's wrong with a lot of women today, because they're selfish, entitled and selfish. You don't get a chance. You don't have a choice whether you have a baby or not without the consent of the father. I don't even know how that's a thing. It took both of y'all to have a baby. His DNA is in this child. That's how they know who the daddy is. They look up the DNA. How are you guys sharing the DNA, but only one parent gets the decision making? But then when the kid is born, the other parent is now reallocated or reobligated to take care of this kid or he go to prison. What are we even saying? How do we even get to this point? This is very simple. If you don't want kids, keep your legs closed. If you don't want kids, keep your thing in your pants. It's really that simple. As a man, you can't get mad because you had a baby out of wedlock. You have to go through a whole process to get into a position to have a child with another person. There's conversations that I said, the same conversation she having, you on the other end of that conversation. Y'all went through a lot to get that one moment where y'all in the bed together or on the couch or wherever y'all doing it. This is not an accident. This is not haphazard. This is not a quickie. It took a lot to get two people that don't know each other together to end up doing something like that. You did all that planning. You know the results of having sexual behavior go on. It's childbearing. You know it. Your mama know it. Everybody know it. What are we arguing here? When you want the baby is a human. The baby is protected by the law. When you want it, that's crazy to me that people don't have enough common sense to put those two things together. If you're a woman, you pee on a thing, it says you're pregnant, you're excited. Yay, we're pregnant, right? I mean, if you have a, if you're married and you, your life is set up, you are excited. If you ain't married and Tyrone's been sleeping with your cousin all this time, you're probably mad. But regardless of that, you happy. It's a baby. The law treats it like a baby. At that point that you are pregnant. Because if a fool get drunk, run a red light, hit you, you have a miscarriage, that's considered murder in America. If baby daddy tripping on Spice K2 and he punch you in the stomach and you lose your child, that's murder. Are we not clear about that? So if you want the baby, the termination of the baby is murder. If you don't want the baby, you can skate around and call it whatever you want to call it to obstruct responsibility for actually murdering a child. The difference is Tyrone punch you in the stomach versus the doctor killing the baby in your stomach with chemicals or whatever the case may be, depending on what trimester you're in. The only difference is baby daddy did it versus the doctor. It's both of them are still murder. What are we even saying? I don't know why it's so hard to say, hey, man, keep your legs closed. What's so hard about telling a young woman that? In school, they should tell you, look, don't. We should be teaching people in school not to have sex before marriage. That should be the prompt. You know how they teach DARE? They got DARE. They got these acronyms. They should have an acronym for keeping your legs closed or your brother keeping your thing in your pants. Because if you don't want a child, you shouldn't be doing these things. That should be the motive for talking about sexual things, is to wait until you're married. And then the kids can do whatever they want to do. But at least the brainwashing should be brainwashing people into a constructive relationship that's conducive for raising children. We got the statistical data to prove it. Why are we not pushing this? Because they want you to be degenerate. And I'm not trying to bash nobody. I was getting it in until I got saved. And then after I got saved, I was messing around. So I'm not acting like I'm new to this game. And I'm lost on the point that, yeah, people have desires. And sometimes their desires overcome their logic. But at the end of the day, when your desire overcomes your logic, you have to take responsibility for what happens next. It's really that simple. It's not, the Republicans are not bad people. Because they're saying, look, you can't just have an abortion all the way up until birth. What are we even talking about right now? And you know, what about the fathers? Act like you don't love your kid. Like when your wife come to you and say she's pregnant, she peed on a little thing and she says she's pregnant. Like, you're not excited. Like, you have zero feelings about this. Oh, I'm just totally fine. She pregnant and it's a clump of cells. No, man, any man that has gotten a woman pregnant that he loves, even a guy to get a woman pregnant he don't love, he still is living the experience of his offspring being born. He's invested in it too. I'm a man, I got two kids, and some people got 10 kids. So they know 10 times as much as I do about it. Well, it wouldn't be 10 times as much. It'd be 5 times as much. But anyway, I know the feeling I had when I found out that my fiance at the time, when my oldest son was pregnant. I remember what that felt like. I was very proud and happy, even though I know it didn't happen the right way, but I was still thinking about my child and the expectation that my child would be born, my offspring, a junior. I was excited. I was supportive. I was there going through it with her from day one all the way to the time I cut the umbilical cord. At what point is that? How do I get robbed from that experience? How is it fair to a man to get robbed from that experience because somebody just decided that they don't want the kid? Well, get a kid to me. Why would you get to kill him? I could give him a good life and get remarried and child can grow up in a great home. But because you in your feelings, you just get to take a life? That's crazy to me. Hold the phone. Yeah.
have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
What's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I am going to retire from the abortion conversation because I could literally talk about that for the entire show for the next 3 weeks. I get infuriated with human stupidity and selfishness. It's, you know, it would be interesting if men had a where they can just kill people because they don't want it. they could just kill stuff. That would be very interesting. I'd be getting on the men case too. What if the law said that a man can force a woman to have an abortion? How would you feel about that? Oh, then everybody be opening arms and the baby is a baby from conception. It wouldn't be no ifs, ands, or buts. It'd be all the man is forcing us to, women would probably have way more kids if they just put a law in the place that the man can tell you to have an abortion. Women would start appreciating what giving life is and not kill their kids. And nobody has a decent excuse. Nobody. No one has a decent excuse to have an abortion. And I'm not talking about a medical procedure. I'm not talking about none of that. No one has a decent excuse. I would say no one. Majority of these people, I would say 99% of people have no decent excuse to have an abortion. There is no excuse. And the excuse is removed because you had to have sex to get pregnant. And so therefore, look, you gotta take it on the chin, man. It's just like me getting mad and slapping and fighting people at my job. And then I get fired and I'm shocked. I can't believe I got fired. That's not fair. Nah, well, you can't be punching people on the job, bro. You're going to get fired. Take responsibility for your actions. You can choose not to fight people at your job and you will keep your job forever. Let me move on. Is this Charles Barkley clip 7? Show 7 on mine. So the Barkley clip, let's play the Barkley clip.
Yeah, it's just sadness. You wake up, we're going to celebrate the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, and that person's not going to get home. Mm-hmm. And then you factor in all the injuries, and apparently most of them were kids. And I just feel saddened because you got the greatest country in the world. Any fool can go out and buy a gun anytime.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do great background checks.
I thought the clip was a little longer than that, but I generally agree with Barkley, but he is an anti-Second Amendment guy. I generally agree with what he's saying. I think we could hone in on who can buy a gun. Maybe we can come to an agreement. Maybe somebody is completely mentally ill and they've been talking about killing people at school. Maybe we should deny letting them go buy a gun. And empower our police officers to have the resources and numbers that we can go after these people that are in possession of firearms that shouldn't be. Somehow, instead of spending billions of dollars to send it over to Ukraine, how about we bolster our FBI and have them have enough staffing or whatever it takes to follow up on these FBI leads? The kid in Uvalde was already on the radar. I would argue that 60% of these shootings, people are already on FBI radar. And no one follows up until after they start killing people. Most of these people are on the radar, man. Most of these people are calling in and say, I know for a fact cops dropped the ball on this too. Because someone calls in and you're jaded. You're sick of all these complaining citizens. 99% of the people who call in are just mad at their neighbor. And so are mad at their baby daddy. And so they just say random stuff about them. And these things get dropped through the cracks. People are complaining and saying, hey, my cousin is not doing well. He's threatening to kill people. And what happens on the law enforcement side? Because I was a cop. I know how this stuff works. Is he a danger to himself or others? The citizen don't know what to say. And so they don't really want to get him in trouble. They start thinking about the cops coming and killing him. And they may say, well, no, he didn't say he was a danger to himself or others. Oh, there it goes. Did he all right? He all right then. He ain't nothing wrong with him. All right, call us back later. And they kind of blow it off. But it's like, no, let's talk to him a little bit to see what do you know about your cousin? What make you think that he's going to shoot everybody and kill him? You talk to him long enough and you'll realize, oh, this person has a tremendous problem. And he seriously is going to be the next school shooter or a mall shooter. But we are wasting our time doing other stuff and we don't have divisions or nothing to attack these issues. We just want to ban every gun. It's crazy. Hold the phone. We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick-charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 15 gigabytes of data and a mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. Let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just dial #250 and say the keyword spend less and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, from your phone, dial #250 and say the keywords spend less to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Apply.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. I'm going to tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor. It works well for me, so I'm confident it'll work well for you. Get started with the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Take it, watch it work, and then order more. Go to relieffactor.com. If you're tired of dealing with joint discomfort, aches and pains, and inflammation, go to relieffactor.com or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com or 800-4-RELIEF. All right, let's see Stefanik Let's play the clip from Miss Stefanik, and we'll go from there.
Before we talk about the week ahead, I want to touch on the bombshell report last week from the special counsel confirming that President Biden retained and mishandled classified documents for years in unsecure location. Special Counsel Hur's decision to not prosecute Biden because of his deteriorating mental state further demonstrates the un-American two-tier justice system that exists in Joe Biden's America. There cannot be one set of rules if your last name is Biden and another set of rules for the rest of America. And the American people know that if someone is mentally unfit to stand trial, they are unfit to serve as commander-in-chief.
Now, I'm not a big fan of Stefanik. I'm not against her. I heard her name floating around as potentially being a vice presidential candidate. I do not think that's a good pick. When she was posturing up against somebody in a hearing the other week, I couldn't handle it. It was annoying. Oh, it was. The thing is, her actions were annoying, but the people that she was exposing were even more annoying, and they should all be kicked out of universities. It was back when the university professors refused to say that calling for the genocide of Jews is a violation of the policies on campus. But Stefanik was, I mean, it just wasn't a genuine bravado, right? People shaking in their boots, their voices are crackling. They're acting tough, and they're not really tough. Like, I just don't like that demeanor. Like, I want to hear a person say, if this is what they're going to present, I'm the baddest person in here. And if it all to the point of if it came down to a fight, like, I'm not going to yell at another man sitting in front of me unless I'm willing to put my hands on that man. These people get to yelling and talking behind the mic, and they try to act bold and crazy with these people. And if the person gets up in their face, they'll clam up, cry in the corner. Oh, I'm assaulted. Like, so I just think people need to just stay in their lane. If you're not really tough and bad like that, quit talking bad and tough. Because it's clear when you're not, and it's just a waste of time. I would never do that if I was a senator or a House of Representatives. If I'm somehow questioning somebody in a hearing and I'm getting big and bad with that person, I'm like, look, I believe what I'm saying and I feel what I'm saying. And if you get crazy with me, I'm going to be able to protect myself and I'll get crazy with you back because I mean it. I'm not just up here talking because I'm in a point of authority and I'm going to try to punk you in front of the world and I don't really mean it. I see you in the halls of Congress, or I somehow see you at the gas station and I'm acting like I'm scared of you. If I'm going to get up there and talk to you, then I'm willing to go all the way. I know it sounds weird to some people, but, like, it's hard to explain. It's kind of like I'm not going to disrespect people. When I was a cop and I arrested people, I don't care who they were, a lowlife or a businessman, I show everybody the same level of respect. Because in that world, you got to be willing to kill people as a cop. And I don't need to be acting all bold and brave and crazy with you, and I'm not ready to take your life if it come down to it. That's where the mentality comes from. I started talking to a gangbanger on the street, just doing what they call an FI, a field interview. The person is not detained. I'm just trying to communicate with the person and get some information. I'm not finna disrespect you, man, because he pulled a gun out on me, what I'm going to do? Because he felt disrespected. I'm not finna do that unless I'm ready to go there. And I think the same thing happened in every aspect of life. Man, I'm not finna get in nobody's face. I'm not finna challenge nobody online. I'm not finna do none of that stuff unless I'm prepared that if that person see me out in the street, that I'm prepared to back up what I said. And that's what I didn't like about Stefanik, because I felt like they were all, like, both pumping their chests up, and they not really even about their life. Okay, let's move on. I do think, however, according to her conversation, that Joe Biden should be in jail, mishandling classified information. If Joe Biden doesn't go to jail, then that means that Donald Trump, it's impossible for him to go to jail for any classification issues at Mar-a-Lago. or not classification, but classified document issues at Mar-a-Lago. It's impossible. Hillary Clinton was the biggest offender of this, bigger than anybody that I've ever known. That woman clearly should be in prison right now for mishandling classified information. If she doesn't go to jail and Biden doesn't go to jail, Trump might as well not show up to trial because they ain't got a case against him. There ain't no way in the world Donald Trump goes to jail. Hillary Clinton didn't go to jail. That woman admitted she had a server in her house that she created. She had a dude without a security clearance monitoring. That means he has access to all the documents on the server. He has access to the server without a security clearance, and you're sending and receiving knowingly and intentionally sending and receiving classified information on this server. How do you not go to jail over that? People go to jail for much less. Then once you get caught and they send you a subpoena, you destroy your evidence. You destroy evidence. You bleach bitch your computers and bash your Blackberries with hammers. If that's not a clear sign that you're guilty, I don't know what is. It's like somebody saying, Brandon, I need you to come and testify in court because we believe that you had classified documents on your phone. Man, I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'll come in and show you my phone and whatever the case may be. Look it over. I wouldn't go and bash my phone, break it, throw it away, bleach bit, delete all my social media. It's like, well, wait a minute. If you had nothing to do with this, you shouldn't have a problem with disclosing information. But if you did have everything to do with it, then that's why you are, in the position that you're in. I want to go back to this news clip because I didn't get a chance to read it, but it says judge warns Fannie Willis over outbursts and heated testimony. In battle, Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis takes the stand to testify against alleged allegations that she had an inappropriate affair with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, which could...
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, Relief, relieffactor.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Outstanding Show. Let me finish what I was saying. Judge Scott McAfee presides over the proceeding, called for a five-minute recess at one point. When court was back in the session, he told lawyers to stop talking over each other and cautioned Willis, saying, "We have to listen to the question as asked, and if this happens again and again, I'm going to have no choice but to strike your testimony." Willis hired Wade in 2021 to help prosecute her sweeping racketeering case against Donald Trump. Trump's co-defendant Michael Roman alleged in court filings last month that Willis should be disqualified for the case, claiming that she was financially benefiting from hiring Wade because of their personal relationship. Wade took the stand early in the hearing. Craig Gillian, attorney for Trump's co-defendant David Schaefer, who also asked the court to disqualify Willis, questioned Wade early about Willis's repayment to him for vacations that were made in cash, which we already went over that. I thought it was very interesting to bring that up. The judge was unhappy with her demeanor and behavior, and it was out of control. I mean, she like a ghetto high school girl, talking crazy and being defensive. It's like, how can you have somebody like that doing anything in a professional situation? You know, I served as a expert witness in a trial in Virginia. It was a civil case where a nut job who was a second lieutenant in the military was trying to sue the police officers who pulled him over justifiably and had him at gunpoint and pepper sprayed him justifiably for like $5 million. And so I served as an expert witness. I took the stand. They used their best lawyer to come after me. And it didn't, it's not flustering me because I know what I'm representing is true. And if it wasn't true, I wouldn't even get on the stand. I'd be like, I'm not going to be an expert witness in the case. I know I gotta fluff. I would never do anything like that. I know we were on the winning side. I know that everything the officers did was justified. And so I what am I getting mad about? One of them tried to say something about my experience or something like that. And one of them said, like, well, you only had like 7 years of experience or something. And I said, in 7 years of experience, I made probably over 1,000 traffic stops. So, and then they tried to say, well, how did you make that? I said, because we were required to pull traffic at least 5 times a day during the shift. And I did that my entire career when I was in patrol. So you do the math. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say it like that, but I'm like, I just, a matter of fact, so the jury can see what I'm saying, is that with a very calm voice to say, well, this is why I'm saying that 7 years is irrelevant when it comes to how many traffic stops I've made, and this is why, in that voice and tone. How Willis is acting on the stand is asinine to me.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.